Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am joined by the wonderful Lily O'Flynn. Say hello.
Hello, Jono. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. Hi, everyone.
And I'm very excited because Lily's had the idea to actually flip the script. How the turns have tabled. And, interview me. So, what have you prepared?
So my first question is for you, Jono, is what's doing?
What's doing? Personally, chaos. I've got an essay due, but I'm on track to finishing it at the time that I told my lecturer. So that is a positive. That is a big positive
nice.
For me.
Nice.
But yeah, it feels like I am just, I'm excited for life and I'm just want to get on with it. That's just my overall sentiment, and I just want the annoying things, the little things that I have to do to get out of the way so I can make the most of what's going on in front of me.
Oh, beautiful. And do you have a calmness in the chaos? Is there anything that's bringing you calmness?
My friends. like, just, there's, like, when I, yeah, it really is when I'm in the library and it's lunchtime, and then I just, because I have to eat lunch, there's no stopping that. So no matter how stressed I am, I find it's really nice to just kind of put things down for a bit, leave my laptop in a spot that I like because I'm a hogger, and just kind of go to Union Lawn, go to Wahiora, have a chat with the dumpling lady, get my dumpling lady, get my coffee, and then just whoever I happen to bump into that just happens to be in that random social space, I will talk to, I will yap to, and that's kind of what gets me through.
Oh, nice, nice. A good combo definitely powers me through the essays.
Yep.
It's hard to not continue it on once you've had such great chats at lunchtime.
100%.
And my next question is, based on my own experience, my dad just came to visit me recently, and he just missed his flight today, actually. Was trying to go back to Melbourne. But my question for you
skill
is...
skill issue.
Yeah, definitely. If your dad was to visit you here, what would be on the itinerary?
I actually really like that question. Because I actually think about that very often.
Well, like, how come?
Whenever I go to a cool new place, I think, yeah, when my parents are over, where do I want to take them? What do I want to do with them? And how do I want to, best show off this amazing city, which brings me so much love and has been, I feel like for me and many people who have moved to Dunedin, it is a place that almost changes you and allows you to kind of become yourself. And so it's, you kind of want to show them why you love it so much and why you've been spending your whole life telling everyone about these tales of this amazing life that you've kind of brought along here.
Oh, that's so sweet. I've actually heard like multiple people say that about Dunedin, that it's like a place where you can be more yourself and like become yourself, which is so beautiful.
Definitely. Like, obviously a lot of people in Dunedin are locals and stay here for uni, but for the ones like myself, I left home. So it is like almost like, yeah, forces you to kind of make new friends, and you kind of realize, you're like, oh, the people that I was hanging out before, they're amazing and I love them so much, but then now you've got to restart, so you kind of have to pick a group, and you kind of find your people in that way when you're kind of forced away from your comfort zone.
But totally.
To the question. Sounding like a politician. For dinner, the Esplanade.
Yeah, good choice.
That is, because it perfectly, you get, it also comes with a beach walk, of course, and you do it during sunset, so you get to show off the beach and you get to show off the sunset in one of the best places to watch it. And it's just some of the best food in Dunedin. And when it's on their credit card, let me get amongst it.
I couldn't agree more.
I would probably take them to another beach as well. My pick would be Tomahawk or Brighton for that. Actually, Tunnel Beach.
Okay.
Tunnel Beach.
I haven't been to any of those yet.
I think Tunnel Beach might be shut at the moment, because when my parents did come, that was the number one thing. But do you know about Tunnel Beach?
No,
I don't. Basically, there's this, it's just this most amazing, beautiful spot. It's only a 20-minute drive away from here. And you walk down this very steep pathway that kind of zigzags along down. And I think there was the old passage, which I'm going to butcher, is there was a very wealthy man and he wanted to impress a woman. And I think he wanted to do that by going to a beach that was completely inaccessible. So he got a bunch of people to build a tunnel through the ground and to make this staircase and passageway to this completely inaccessible, beautiful beach.
Wow, what a cool tale behind it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And so, yeah, but now it's not just that bloke's land, and anyone and everyone can explore it as they please.
Cool. Why is it closed at the moment?
I think they're redoing the path. It's a bit of a muddy path, so they gotta kind of deal with
I'm
that.
I'm Sophie McRae, and you're listening to Radio 1 91 FM.
But yes.
And so my next question is kind of in the similar vein. If you recently started dating someone, what places would you take them to in Dunedin?
I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise, but I might have to. but the easy one, and I actually heard about this spot the first time that I came to Dunedin, is the butterfly exhibit in the museum. It's such a classic spot. You get to go see the butterflies. It's bloody boiling in there. You get to play around with the science games and then go get a coffee at the cafe downstairs.
Totally. And they do yoga in the butterfly room.
Yes.
Which is always fun. I think there's a session coming up if anyone's interested.
Well, yeah, because I've always heard about that. You've gone before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
What is it like? What?
It's an interesting experience, I think. It is a bit more chaotic than I was anticipating. I thought I'd come in and it would be calm and there would be butterflies everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's amazing and I would totally recommend it. But just be prepared for a bit of a buzz. It's like there's all like lots of laughing and people falling over and butterflies landing on you. And it's just a joyful experience.
That's really cool. I guess it's a different way to do it.
Yeah.
The other one is one that I may spoil for a future date, and that is, I'm definitely going to use this as Oranga Saunas. I've never actually used it before, but they run a sauna, and they've just got, it's like a little cart, like it's a little trailer in the back of their car. And they do one in Brighton Beach, they do one in McAndrews Bay, and another one in St. Clair.
Cool.
And you basically just hop into the sauna, and it's got like a viewing thing, like a big glass bit, so you can just look at the waves crash on the beach, chill in the sauna, and then you get to run into the beach water and then go back and forth.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they do
what
it every day.
Idea. No way.
Yeah.
I can't believe I haven't heard about that before.
Yeah. There was actually big drama in the sauna community because the the kind of fiberglass shield thing that they had kept on breaking, and they made this big dramatic post saying, we are shifting sauna providers because this one has done us wrong, and it has broken 6 times, and every single time we complain about it, they say that it is our fault, and we initially took the costs on the chin, but after the 6th time, following their instructions, keeping it to the correct heat as labelled, it is still breaking, and they're taking no responsibility for it. So, yeah, big drama.
Big drama there. Wow, the intricacies of saunas. I haven't thought about that before. Except for there were some really cool ones in London, in Hackney. They made saunas out of horse carriages old horse carts, which was a cool way to recycle old ones.
True.
Yeah, so they were like portable and going around London.
Really?
Yeah.
Were horses carrying the saunas?
No, I don't know what they're called. Like, just a horse carriage.
Oh, true.
You know the big ones we put horses
in? Yeah, yeah. Oh,
what
I see.
What are those called again?
Yeah, the trailers on the back.
Yeah. Those have become saunas now.
That's a good use. Yeah. Good use of old stuff. Because
totally.
Guess it's a lot of metal.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'll go to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
So, what song do you think matches today's weather, Jono?
Well, the song that just played before this interview, what was it called again? It was
The Weather by Built to Spill?
Yeah, that was your pick for how you describe it, right?
That was my pick.
Why was that for you?
I think there's something about the coldness and the sun that the song captures really beautifully. Like, it's in a minor key, but the lyrics are really beautiful, and it's a love song. So, like, the juxtaposition of the cold and the warm, which is the same in the song. That's why I picked that. But what about you?
Yeah, for me, I have recently, like, always loved Marlon Williams, always have, but just recently I've become not just loved but obsessed. And have been going back, and I didn't realise that Marlon actually did a Tiny Desk, and it was 7 years ago.
Whoa, I didn't either.
And so one of the songs that he played was What's Chasing You, which is my pick. It is the weather today. It's sunny. It's really sunny. It's not the hottest ever, but it does say 10 degrees on the weather app, but it does feel a lot warmer than that, because as soon as the sun's out in Dunedin, it gets you.
Totally. I even wore 2 pairs of pants today. I wore thermals under my jeans in preparation for the cold and forgot the power of the Dunedin sun.
And yeah, it's a surprise. Dunedin's weather is a surprise. But yeah, I quite like... I'm not very good at listening to lyrics and songs, but I do kind of get the point of the song, which is what's chasing you. And I think it's based on almost a horror story, but taken into a kind of a storytelling narrative of, like, something emotionally chasing someone. And currently my essay is chasing me. And it's just the most beautiful song, and yet this essay is chasing me, and which is why I think it matches the weather, because it's the most beautiful day ever. I want to be on the beach right now, but I've got a lot of commitments and a lot of things that are, to say, chasing me. Yeah.
Very, very good answer.
Yeah. So, yeah, shall I play the song?
Yeah, please.
Of course. Thank you for this interview.
No worries. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's really... It's exciting to be interviewed on... usually I'm the interviewer, but I've become the interviewee. But yeah, anyway, this is What's Chasing You by Marlon Williams. Enjoy. A song that matches the weather. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Jono.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.